Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump visited Florida today to see people affected by Hurricane Irma. Here he is speaking with Vice President Mike Pence and Florida Governor Rick Scott at the airport in Fort Myers.
This has been a difficult situation. As Rick knows, almost all of the roads are now open, and the ports are just about open. What we had to do to get some of those ports open, people wouldn't even believe that we did it so quickly. So we're very proud of the job that everybody around has done. Thank you all. Thank you very much. We'll see you later.
Meanwhile, back in Washington, conservative lawmakers are furious over a late-night deal leading Democrats say they struck with President Trump to save the immigration program known as DACA. For more, we're joined by NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, hi.
Hey, Jeremy.
So let's start with the federal response to Hurricane Irma and Harvey. Trump has been in Florida today where millions are still without power, but has he announced any new aid or assistance for those affected?
No, it hasn't been expected to. There was nothing on that going in. You know, it's a little bit like the first trip after Harvey to assess the area, see what things are like, really kind of connect with the people there. You know, when I talked to Republican aides before his Harvey trip, they said that it's really important to see what is going on the ground and actually be there in person to really to be able to understand the magnitude of it.
And he was criticized during that first trip to Texas because he didn't meet with any victims when he went down there.
Yeah, and then he did later when he went the following Saturday. He didn't meet with victims there. But, you know, it's a difficult situation for a president because they have to figure out, you know, where they interfere because they run with such a big entourage versus where they can be helpful.
Okay, let's talk about DACA because it's very confusing what we've seen over the last day or so. There was a statement last night from House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi and the Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer. They said they had agreed that the president would support enshrining DACA protections into law and wouldn't demand the border wall in exchange. Trump is now denying that they struck any such deal last night after conservative backlash. Today, Paul Ryan played down the Democrats' statement. Let's listen.
There is no agreement. The president and the chief of staff called me from Air Force One today to discuss what was discussed. And it was a discussion, not an agreement or a negotiation.
So, Domenico, deal, no deal? What's going on here?
Well, and you saw the president push back a little bit against Chuck and Nancy, or Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, who he likes to refer to as Chuck and Nancy, saying that you know, that there was no deal, but he did note that there was an agreement and that they got fairly close to a deal with some broad outlines, including border security. This is really the president watching his right flank. Immigration has been the animating issue, more so than almost anything over the past decade. You know, even Obamacare or health care really weren't the sort of initiating conservative galvanizing force that immigration was. And immigration has always been very difficult. It's something that Trump is trying to figure out the politics of because he may very well be in favor of giving Dreamers the ability to stay in the country like he tried to make the argument for. But it's going to test his conservative base and it's going to be a little bit of a jungle to sort of wade through politically. On the other side of this, you've got political leaders, Republican leaders, who are kind of out of the loop on some of this. You didn't see Republicans in that meeting with President Trump and Pelosi and Schumer. And what you've got here is Paul Ryan reminding the White House that he controls the House agenda and he needs to get a majority of the majority in order to proceed.
But there's also a very clear and big change in the president's thinking on this issue. He tweeted today, "Does anybody really want to throw out good, educated, and accomplished young people who have jobs, some serving in the military? Really?" And then here is the president speaking with Chuck Todd on NBC in 2015.
You'll rescind that one, too?
One good thing
you'll
about
rescind the Dream Act executive
you're
order,
have to.
The DACA.
We have to make a whole new set of standards. And when people come in, they have
so
to come
gonna
in.
You're going to split up families.
Chuck,
you're going to deport children.
Chuck, no, no. We're going to keep the families together. We have to keep the families together.
But you're going to keep
them
together
out. But they have to go.
What if they have no place to go?
We will work with them. They have to go.
They have to go. Sounds very different than what he's saying today.
Yeah, and that is definitely obviously a big reversal from the campaign. But even during the campaign, there was some question to Trump's real thinking on this, because there was a report out during the campaign that that Trump at one point met with some Dreamers before the campaign, and in wanting to impress them, wanting to win them over, he talked to them at first, kind of grilled them a little bit and said, you know, why is your case more important than someone else's? And then by the end, they all took photos together and said, you've won me over. So when people heard him during the campaign, they wondered, is this the real Trump or not?
All right. Let me ask you about something else that's going on in Washington, which is that Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders yesterday proposed his Medicare for All bill. Let's listen to the senator.
Today, we begin the long and difficult struggle to end the international disgrace of the United States, our great nation, being the only major country on earth not to guarantee health care to all of our people.
Sanders speaking there yesterday with nearly a third of the Senate Democratic caucus behind him. How is this being received in Washington?
Well, politically, look, first of all, I see this as the inception of the hashtag Bernie primary. You know, I'm trying to get that thing started, so go ahead and tweet that out. You know, I really – you saw Bernie – it was this odd event where he had all of these Democrats who potentially could run for president at some point who were taking turns at the microphone trying to appear to be the person who's the real inheritor of the Sanders crown when it comes to progressivism. Look, there's no chance that this legislation is going to pass today, and there are several avenues for Democrats to try to think about moving in that direction. But you're seeing this this movement within the party anyway to get more to the point of believing in single payer.
It does seem like there are people you wouldn't expect to be on board with at least the idea of talking about this, like Senator Joe Manchin, who's one of the most conservative Democrats.
Yeah, but you would. Yeah, that's true. But, you know, Medicare is also very popular in Virginia. And if he feels like he can make the case to people that this would be similar to Medicare, there's a little bit of a populism strain in that. I mean, I remember even covering the Tea Party in 2009 and 2010, where, you know, they would say, you know, keep your hands off my Medicare.
Right.
It needs to be fixed.
Keep your government hands off my Medicare, I think is the line that they were using.
Yeah.
That's NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, thanks.
You're welcome as always.